This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And he could sing a song. His heart in every line.
Welcome back, 1053 Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com. Charlie Marlowe, Jim Huer, Brian Hoffman, Darren Atkins, the Peoria Plowboy, filling in for Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne, who are both in Boston for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. Talked with Frank Cusimano in the previous segment. We're going to chat with Martin at, what, noon, correct, Brian Hoffman?
At noon, Dr. Rick Lehman at 11:20.
And I just saw your tweet about the perfection line. Give us that nice stat you threw out
so
there.
So the top line of the Boston Bruins, which is Marchand, Pastrnak, and Bergeron, right now, -9. The series, all the way through the Eastern Conference playoffs, the first three rounds, they were +21. So the Blues have done a phenomenal job of outplaying that line.
Absolutely they have. And that's part of the reason why at times they're dominating the series. When that Boston team doesn't get those guys going, I mean, let's face it. You had Marchand, Bergeron. Pastrnak is the guy who scares me tonight.
Yes.
He was close the other night, especially when he got – don't give him any open ice. If he gets open ice tonight, I think he becomes a factor. But Marchand had 100 points. Bergeron, 79. Bergeron's one of the best two-way players in the game. I mean, he's right there next to Ryan O'Reilly. You haven't heard those guys' names mentioned much unless they're on the power play. Guess what? Stay away from the power play. You win the game. That's been the story of this series. But if that crew is not creating chances and scoring goals, makes it so much more difficult for Boston to create anything, and the Blues have a decided advantage in the series moving forward.
We have a bunch of texts on the text line, 855-282-8255, regarding the Blues. So get those in, your thoughts on the series, your prediction for Game 5 tonight, your picks to click. We will read those at the top of the hour at 11 before Dr. Rick. Right now, for a couple minutes, I want to talk a little Cardinals baseball. I was there for pregame yesterday before the game that wasn't ever actually played. Then you had the roster move with Hennessy Cabrera being sent down. You saw that one coming. Ryan Helsley coming back up. And then you had the start on Sunday where you were thinking, and we talked with Michael Wacha yesterday and talked with Mike Schilt. It seemed like Wacha would probably be the guy. And now with the rain out, you can move your starters. And
yes,
so the question is most likely Monday. But I just think the way the Cardinals do business, and the fact that Michael Wacha did pitch well out of the bullpen, even though, let's be real, as a starter, his numbers were not good, and his first appearance out of the bullpen was really, really bad. It would not surprise me if they go back to the well with Michael Wacha for at least another start or so if they need a fifth guy.
You have the Marlins on Monday. If you're going to throw a guy out there that you're not too sure about, you go, you're going on Monday, we'll do a bullpen day if we need to, and if we need a, if we use a lot of arms, we'll go get somebody else to bring back up here. But yeah, it could not have worked better in terms of laying out the pitching staff for this Cubs series than they had that rain out last night. I mean, reality, you did. Cabrera, one, had no business being here. He's not ready. And thanks for rain last night for the Cardinals.
Wacha was averaging in the low 90s on his fastball as a starter, which is not where it needs to be. The other night, as a reliever, averaging 95, he maxed out at 98. How about, instead of using him as a starter, how about opener?
I'd
give me two innings
that,
and then move on from there.
I don't think this organization thinks that way, but at this point where you're at, you have to start being creative, and I like that idea.
I think you have to admit that Wacha no longer is a starter. I think that has to be obvious at this point. He had that one really good start last year against Pittsburgh. I think he might have thrown a complete game shutout, took a no-hitter into the ninth. He has not been good since then. I'll have to look up his numbers to prove it, but I recall since then he hasn't been very efficient. And his velocity has gone down since then. He no longer is capable. And an issue for him, really, his entire career has been third time through the order. So limit that. Don't even let him get to that point. And that's also an issue for all of your starters, third time through. So give me two innings. And then if that's good, maybe a third. After that, you're done.
Do you think it matters then if he technically does start the game, whether he's more of an opener type or the role that we saw his last time out? Because, and look, I know at this point, it's crazy to count on, in my opinion, Alex Reyes or Carlos Martinez. I think for months we've said, well, wait till we see what happens with Carlos Martinez. Wait till we see what happens with Alex Reyes. And maybe you get something out of them, right? Maybe you do. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you're not going to get anything out of them. But I think at this point it would be silly to count on them, right?
Yes.
But my point is, whether it's one of those guys who can be a starter, whether it's somebody from outside the organization, if the Cardinals have to go that route, I mean, maybe a Hennessy Cabrera comes back. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Ponce de Leon. Helsley could be a starter down the road. But my point is, at this point in his career, and knowing Michael Wacha, let's be real, he's not going to be a Cardinal most likely after this season. Maybe the best role for Michael Wacha this year for the Cardinals is to be a guy who comes out of the bullpen, and if you're not having to throw 100 pitches, all of a sudden the velo goes up to a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. I mean, that's not a bad option. I understand his first outing was really, really bad. I'm sure mentally after you're taken out of the starting rotation, look, these guys are prideful guys. I'm sure he wasn't happy about that, but I liked the stuff that he was showcasing the other night much better out of the bullpen. And maybe he's more valuable and maybe he's more efficient that way.
When he's thrown with the extra velocity, that's when he's effective. There's no doubt about that. So the only way to get to that velocity is to throw him shorter amounts in innings. He just can't be a starter anymore. Keep rolling him out there in that situation. See what will happen. Maybe he develops the mental side of that and becomes an effect moving on. Because as it sits today, the 6th of June, you need another starter from outside the roster. I don't know if it's going to be somebody they trade for, if they go and sign a Keuchel, or if it's somebody in the minors. But right now, it's plain and simple, whoever's going to be that last starter is not on this roster.
The long-term solution is outside the organization. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if the Cardinals want to admit that, but I'm not sure when these options become available. That's the other element to this as well. As much as I would like a Stroman or a Trevor Bauer, I don't know when Toronto or Cleveland is willing to start selling off assets, if it ever comes to that. But I think it's obvious, and I think the Cardinals have kind of admitted to this, because the options they've turned to aren't good, and they've been very hesitant to turn to them. Wacha on June 3rd last year, 8 innings, 1 hit, 8 strikeouts. He took a no-hitter into the 9th inning. He did not complete the game. Since then, ERA of 6.54, a FIP of 6.81. So he's exactly where he should be, basically, since that start that is over the course of 63 1/3 innings pitched. And I agree with Jim, if it's short burst, then eventually you as an organization need to adjust to the pitcher, not the other way around. And if Wacha is only effective in 3 innings, then start using it for 3 innings and try to figure out the rest after that. And maybe that is a John Gant.
Who can also go, by the way, okay, if you're not going to listen to me, people, and put him in the starting rotation, which is fine, that guy can go. First of all, he's gone 2 innings multiple times this year. He's been a starter in the past. If you want to have a guy who can be that fireman type reliever, it could be a John Gant, because the Cardinals need to, and I'm sure they know this, but what they're doing with the rotation is not working.
No.
And it's 60 plus games in. When you look at the numbers, every one of their starters is throwing like a little over 5 innings on average per start, 5.5, whatever it is. They're not going deep in games. And then you look, and every single one of them, you're looking at ERAs right around 4.2, 4.5. I mean, that is as average as you can get. As average as you can get. And I know you have a nice bullpen. The offense is sputtering right now, but that doesn't get you the playoffs.
Maybe you bring up a Ponce de Leon, and he piggybacks Wacha, and he gives you 3 more innings. Or maybe that's a role that Ryan Helsley is going to play, because they added him to the roster yesterday. But at some point, Chuck, as you said, what they're doing isn't working, so you need to find something that does. And if that means you finally admitting that this isn't a staff of 5 aces, which you weirdly alluded to back in March, then you need to find a way to maximize what they're giving you. And you're not doing that right now. You're trying to stretch them out as opposed to you just adjusting limiting them to what they are, which is 5-6 inning starters, occasionally more, which you saw with Wainwright, and you'd like to see with Michaelis and maybe Flaherty. But until then, just keep them where they're at and try to get outs in other ways.
We are late for a break. We are going to talk about Craig Kimbrell still. A lot of Blues hockey talk, of course. Previewing tonight's Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Get your text in. I promise I will read those. Some Cardinals texts coming in as well. And we'll take a break. On the other side, Dr. Rick at 1120. But first,
Bomarito Automotive Group, Chuck, Missouri's number one automotive group. Check them out online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And look at their new and pre-owned inventory of cars. And also look at where all their dealerships are at bomarito.com. Frank, Chris Kerber, Dr. Rick, and Martin. Oh, not Martin. Frank, Chris Kerber, Dr. Rick will all be joining on the Maryville University listener lines. Visit maryville.edu for more information. And, of course, Hollywood Casino. Why don't you go to 99 Hops House tonight? Catch the Blues game.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Final Cut Steakhouse, get yourself a nice meal, say before or after the contest, and then do some gaming afterwards. Have a little bit of fun after maybe a Blues win. Celebrate a Game 5 occurrence at Hollywood Casino all the way out there in Maryland Heights, a great location to catch all the action. Great place to go before concerts. Take that shuttle to the amphitheater. Take that shuttle back. Free parking. That's the way to go. Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. We'll be right back with Dr. Rick coming up next on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.